5-2-1. Time for our Mountain City Coaches Show as the Panthers continue through district play. They got going last week, not a district game with North Nottoway, but a 48-0 win. Coach, tell me a little bit about that ball game. I know it ended at halftime, so obviously the kids had a good night.
They did. This was a game, honestly, that I've been waiting for since the start of the season, and we finally saw, I think, that we're capable of being a really solid fundamental team. We had a lot of good blocking, and you know, we were always hoping for that game where we were going to turn the corner, and maybe this was the one.
You don't want to peak too early, but I also look at the scoreboard and I see the last 2 weeks you've won 48-0. Both those games ended at halftime. That's the good news, bad news when those games you play well, but the game ends at halftime, and kids don't always get to play as much as you like.
That's true, and we did not really get our younger guys much experience out of this game. At the same time, I was really happy with the way our, you know, experienced players came in and they took care of, each of them took care of their own business and really did their jobs well. And so as far as the discipline standpoint, and just it was a very clean game, and that's the kind of team that we want to put out there.
It sounds to me like you're telling me the kids have realized now we've hit the home stretch, the district football playoffs are here, we got to win this district, get serious if we want to do anything in the postseason.
Well, I believe maybe that's starting to take hold. I really talked to them a lot last week about honoring the seniors, you know, the two guys that are out there playing with them, and, you know, it's time to give them some, you know, respect by doing our job every play and protecting them a little bit more and doing it for them, and I think that really took hold, and I could see that in the kids. You know, they really care a lot for Zach and Lucas, and so if that's what gets their attention, that's what we're going to preach the rest of the year.
We'll come back, visit more with Coach Messer. We'll talk about a big matchup coming up Friday night after this timeout. Okay, 3-2-1. Welcome back to our Mountain City Coaches Show. Our weekly visit with head coach Brian Messer as the Panthers get ready for a very important game. Coach, we always talk about whatever game is coming up is the biggest game of the year. Well, this time it's true because you're back in district play this week. And while I don't think I'll be able to get you to admit this because there's two district games after this one, on paper, and to us folks that talk about football, it looks like this one could very well decide the district championship with Tarkio. They're undefeated, 2-0. That's not necessarily the case, but it certainly is going to be a big step forward.
It's certainly possible that it could work out that way. And, you know, Tarkio's kids struggled a little at the beginning of the year, but they were very inexperienced, and now they have as good a chance as anybody to be either that first or second place team in our district. So we will definitely need to be ready to play a good game.
I haven't seen Tarkio play this year. I remember last year they had a big, tall young man that was pretty fast playing quarterback, and I know he's gone, and that probably doesn't break your heart any.
Oh, no, they were really, really talented last year and had a lot of experienced players. You know, we had the advantage that it was really their first experience with eight-man football, mm-hmm. but put a lot of athletes out on the field. And this year, new coach, a lot of new kids, but I can see on film that they, you know, it looks like they bought into what they're doing. They're running the ball really well. They have plenty of athletes, so it'll be a challenge for our team.
And you have got the most important thing going for you. It sounds like everybody's staying healthy through this part of the season right now.
I think so. I mean, we've been blessed with that, and we certainly need to keep it that way.
Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us today, and we'll talk to you Friday night in the pregame show.
Okay, thank you.
That is our Mountain City Coaches Show for today. It's brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust, by Golden Triangle Energy, by Low Camper Motors in Mountain City, and by Northwest Missouri Cellular.